Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Vince Colonnais, joined by Emily Miller, in for the vacationing. Mary Walter, good morning, Emily.
I'm happy to be here.
Nice to have you.
It's a big day here.
Well, you know
in
who
DC.
Who else is here to join us now to discuss this big day? Brent Bazell, the president of the Media Research Center. Brent, it's very nice to have you this morning.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing?
Excellent, sir. So I want to dive right into the press's reaction, because this is what you specialize in at the Media Research Center, the press's reaction to the president of the United States yesterday. Mike McKay, I want to play a cut here if I can. This is 16B. This is Don Lemon, just real briefly, reacting to the president yesterday.
That he certainly is racist adjacent, and he certainly is sympathizing with Nazis and white supremacists today.
He's racist adjacent, and he's a Nazi sympathizer. What to make of this, Brent Bazell?
Well, this is, I don't know who's more unhinged right now, Donald Trump or the press.
Yeah.
This is, you know, I do think that the president, on the one hand, is absolutely right that there are two sides to this discussion, and both sides, there needs to be a discussion about both of them. I am thinking about those cops in Dallas who were mowed down. I'm thinking about Steve Scalise and the other two who were shot.
Who's still in the hospital.
I'm thinking about all the cops who've been shot at point blank range. However, this was not the time to do it. When this occurred, he should have focused his ire solely on these neo-Nazis and done it. Well, he did do it. I mean, but the media's reaction to that was absolutely overblown. But the media's reaction to last night wasn't like anything I've ever seen.
Well, I saw Drudge picked up one of your stories today that the network spent 77% of evening news on the Trump press conference.
77%. CBS spent 100% of the newscast on this. 100%. What didn't they cover? That's kind of interesting, because you look at, whenever we look at these studies, we ask ourselves, well, what wasn't covered? What wasn't covered was that North Korea blinked and has backed off. Also wasn't covered was that the radicals in Iran are suggesting they're going to back out of the Iran nuclear, and they're going to go with a nuclear program even more dangerous than it was 2 years ago. You think that might be news? Neither one of them would consider news on CBS, so that CBS could spend 100% of its time attacking Donald Trump.
As we assess the press, you know, oftentimes they assess the president by saying, look, his fitness for office, we can judge based on how hysterical he's being on any given day. But if the fitness for office is measured by how hysterical you're being, the reporters that are in that room are certainly not living up to the job description, because it seems like no matter what, you have kind of this overwrought reaction to the president, including to yesterday's press conference. You said it's at a level you've never seen. And I kind of get the impression that whatever the president says, it seems like the press is centrally responsible for making America as chaotic as it is right now. There's a lot of tension, and the press is sort of responsible for it, no?
Oh, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. You call them reporters. They're not reporters
anymore.
Yeah,
it's changed.
When you watch these news anchors, when you watch these White House correspondents making such deliberatively opinionated remarks, where they are, you close your eyes and you listen to them, and they're indistinguishable from a commentator on the old Crossfire show.
But Brent, who would you call out as sort of the worst of all of this?
The worst network without
No, question. Just the worst people who claim to be straight correspondents at the White House and are just spouting their own opinions.
Well, I think the worst is CNN. CNN has since the election made an obvious deliberative decision that it is going to be anti-Trump all the time. I ask you to go look on, if you have a mobile feed for CNN, for the audience. Mm-hmm. Go look at it. Well, as soon as I'm done talking, go look at it, and you will see it is really stunning to see story after story.
Well, the headline of their website right now is Trump emboldens hate mongers. That's literally the headline of their website.
Now, how's that? Do you think there's any bias there? Do you think there's an opinion going on there?
There's no other perspective.
No, you know, even the late night comics are not being comics anymore. They're making political statements one after another, is equating Donald Trump to these neo-Nazis. Let's also make another point here. The neo, and this is an important one, the neo-Nazis, these crazy, let's call them neo-Nazis, constitute a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the American population. What is it? What is the one thing they strive for? Attention. Who's giving them attention? It's called the national news media.
Well, this is the Westboro Baptist Church phenomenon, Brent Bazell, which is to say these guys show up, as you know, you see these funerals for troops, these disgusting people show up with signs talking about how God wanted this to happen or whatever, and the media finally figured out, let's stop giving these people attention. We're just fueling the fire. This is what they crave and they want.
Terrific. I hadn't thought about that. Terrific. My example is a lot more pedestrian than that. It's the streakers of the 1970s, those who would run naked across football fields and get attention that way. One night, Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football announced, we're not going to give them any more coverage. And that night, there was a streaker who was completely ignored. That was the end of the streaking phase. That's what happens when the media decide they're not going to get covered. So I think the news media need also to give themselves some analysis here and ask themselves, mm-hmm. do we need to be doing those hour-long documentaries on the KKK? Maybe it's the best thing to do is ignore them, and the scum of the earth will go away.
All right, before we let Brent Bazell go, I want to mention that the MRC Gala is coming up. He's the president of the Media Research Center. That's on Thursday, September 21st. It includes special guests Cal Thomas, Chris Plant, Joe Piscopo. You've got Representative Mark Meadows, Molly Hemingway, Rush Limbaugh, of course, Brent Bazell. I'm a less than special guest. I'll just be there. But there's a lot of people who are going to be there, and you can too. If you go to mrc.org/gala, you can get tickets to join the festivities, a black tie prohibition affair. And president of the MRC, Brent Bazell. Thanks so much for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to have you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.